Stop 1. Welcome to the tower. Welcome to this audio-described tour of the Tower of London. You should be on a wide pavement of large flagstones on the opposite side of the pedestrianised cobbled road to the guide collection point. On this highlights tour, we'll stop at 16 specially chosen places to explore some of the tower's incredible stories. The audio for each stop lasts for around 2 to 4 minutes. There'll also be orientation tracks between each stop to help you on the route. Although we suggest you follow our route, some stops are optional, and you're welcome to stop off at the cafe or do some exploring of your own. There's one cafe and 4 accessible toilets on site. The closest toilets to the guide collection point are around 70 metres beyond St Thomas's Tower. That's the next stop on this tour. If you need any help finding anything, just ask any member of staff. They'll be happy to help. Now and again as you explore the site, you may hear the voices of yeoman warders, who run tours for the public every 30 minutes. You may also hear the call of the resident ravens on your way round. The Tower of London site encloses an area about the size of 6 football pitches and consists of a central castle keep and other buildings enclosed within 2 concentric rings of defensive walls, called curtain walls, and a wide moat which was drained of water in Victorian times. We're standing between the 2 defensive stone walls in an area called the Outer Ward. From above, the walls form uneven pentagons with towers where the walls meet. The Thames is on the south side of the tower where we are now. The inner wall has battlements with towers and tall narrow houses built against it, which face into a central area called the Inner Ward. This area opens out with trees and grass, but it's dominated by the square central castle with 4 turrets, known as the White Tower. Here's Lucy Worsley, Chief Curator at Historic Royal Palaces.
You're visiting one of the places that in the whole world holds the most history, drama, intrigue, betrayal, and blood. The Tower of London is a castle that's 1,000 years old, and it still protects the crown jewels. It's been a luxurious royal palace. It's been a secure fortress in times of danger. It's been an infamous prison for enemies of the state, and the place from which kings and queens have exercised their power. This tour will help you to find the highlights, but please don't forget about the rest. And all of our information is themed by the 3 main things that the tower is: a fortress, a palace, and a prison.